Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has demanded to know why the man who shot dead a receptionist in a Melbourne apartment block had been allowed out of jail into the community. Yaqub Khairy had served jail time over a violent burglary in 2012 and had been on parole for arson since November of last year. He is now dead, shot by police responders in Melbourne after killing a man and taking a woman hostage during a violent siege. The man's been labelled a terrorist by police, and now the Prime Minister wants questions answered.
How was this man on parole? He had a long record of violence, a very long record of violence. He had been charged with a terrorist offence some years ago and had been acquitted. He was known to have connections, at least in the past, with violent extremism.
Malcolm Turnbull says parole will be made a high priority for the already planned COAC, or Council of Australian Governments, when they meet in Hobart this Friday.
These are important issues, and Australians need to be assured that people who are a threat to their safety are not being released on parole. More investigations and explanations will be given, but it is plainly, it is very hard, I think, to understand why he was released on parole, given the nature of his record and the nature of his offence.
Friday's COAC will also be briefed by the National Counterterrorism Coordinator to advise what more that all jurisdictions can do to strengthen security at major public infrastructure like stadiums. Acting AFP, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Michael Phelan, says when it comes to terrorism, the threat is real and the community is an important line of defence.
It's important for all of us in the community and as part of law enforcement that we have as much information that we can to be able to disrupt activities. So the National Security Hotline plays a very important role in that. So anybody out there in the community has information, no matter how minuscule you think it is or unimportant, let us join the dots and let us put things together.
Man Haron Monis was also on parole when he launched the Lint Cafe siege in Sydney. The man accused of murdering six people with his car on a rampage down Melbourne's Bourke Street was out on bail. Dr. Lorana Bartels is an associate professor at the School of Law and Justice at the University of Canberra. She says there's not a lot the Commonwealth can do to address parole laws, which are crafted by state and territories, nor should it.
I don't think that uniformity is a goal worth pursuing in this country. We have eight different systems. If our founding fathers were to do matters over, perhaps we would have a different system. But it's inevitable in a country like this, where we have a federal system, that there are differences in how both the laws look and how they're administered.
Australia's terrorism threat level will not be raised and remains at probable. Prime Minister Turnbull was asked in a press conference to clarify the definition of terrorism.
An act of terrorism is politically, in a nutshell, is politically motivated violence. But in this case, the offender made it stated that he was he was doing this on behalf of ISIL and Al Qaeda.